The City Where We Once Lived by Eric Barnes. Performed by Patrick Lawler. Sometimes at night I would light houses on fire, but no one particularly cared. I would sit on a porch across the street from the flames, watching the fire spread from the first floor to the second, and still no one would come. It was many years since there'd been police or fire trucks or ambulances, and I picked houses far away from the few neighbors that remained. I guess this was so I could be alone. There's a point in the fire when the heat and light seem to peak. Even across the street, my hands and face feel like they might burn, and I need to squint my eyes, wet now, heat pushing against them. But still I watch, till the fire grows larger than the house itself, the house just a shadow, a memory of walls and windows and a roof, all now overtaken by the rolling, rising flames. And then I walk home. There are no people here, not one other person in this 20-story building. The power works on most floors and the water runs. But the people here, they mostly choose to live in the houses, not the big buildings. Maybe they don't like the idea of living close to someone else, the chance they might run into someone in the silence of a dimly lit hallway, the chance a stranger, a neighbor, might be standing there on the other side of a door. But the people here don't live apart because of fear. There is no violence here anymore, no danger or crime. It's more that people want to be alone. It's more that there's so little to say. It's more that people are so tired. I'm so tired. It makes me think everyone else is, too. And maybe other people don't like being so high up in the air. My room in this hotel is at the corner of the 20th floor, and in the daytime, to the south and east, I can see the gray, still buildings and empty streets of this one-time downtown. This building is the tallest, but there are other buildings, too. 8 square blocks of low stone buildings and tall steel skyscrapers. The graffiti is faded to gray and white. To the west, there are the factories, brown now, rusted. A massive and disconnected collection of low, long buildings whose hard, straight roof lines bow sickly in places, the rigid sight lines destroyed, the weight of rain for many years bending the structures, sinking them inward. There's a big iron wheel I can see. There's a gear 3 stories high. Water towers. Power lines stretching from building to rail yard to warehouse and loading dock. I have binoculars I found in the hotel's office and now use them to stare out at the remnants of the city. Abandoned excavators in the industrial zone. Trucks parked at the rear of office buildings, their tires now flat, the windows rolled down. I can see some buildings' windows have been broken, can see doors that have been boarded up. Other doors that have been left wide open. I see people some days, half a mile away, in the neighborhoods beyond downtown, a few men and women walking amid the many houses that stand there still. When it rains hard, the clouds are so low that I can see nothing from these windows. When the fog comes, covering the streets and the bases of the buildings around me, it seems that I am suspended alone here in the sky. It's been years now that I've lived here. I sleep mostly on the couch, a few hours a night, then again in the late afternoon. It's hard for me to stay asleep for very long. The paint peels in wide swaths from the plaster walls and from the ornate moldings around the mantel and door frames. I light fires in the fireplace for heat. It's a very old hotel, and this room is in a suite. The outlets on some walls work, so I've set up floor lamps in the 3 rooms of this place. A living room where I sleep, a bedroom where I keep my clothes, a bathroom and small kitchenette. There are rugs I've found to cover the wooden floors. Fine rugs, probably, like the fine sofa and table and chair. Yet everything is colorless, in part because it's all so worn, in part because the walls are so pale, in part because these are the items I wanted to drag in here from other rooms. Pale items, without color or distinction. Most days I leave the windows open, even when it is very cold. Tall windows that open from the top and bottom, they reach all the way to the high ceiling, the wind blowing heavily, swirling from room to room, and I would rather dress warm than feel the air in this place go still. Everything here is already so still. I find myself making reasons to create motion and noise. And even then, for hours and hours at a time, this room will be entirely silent. There are weeks I don't talk. When I finally do, I don't recognize the sound.